An Auckland emergency nurse says she and her colleagues can feel a tsunami of COVID cases coming and the hospitals are not prepared. The nurse, who's a union delegate at one of the city's hospitals, also says many colleagues go home after work wondering if they can steel themselves to go back in. There were 43 people with COVID in hospital yesterday, only one fewer than the highest recorded level back in September. Middlemore Hospital is expecting to see 20 COVID cases coming through the emergency department a day by next month. Our health correspondent Rowan Quinn reports.
The nurse says she and her colleagues are anxious, under pressure, and already regularly dealing with COVID patients.
Nurses are really, really feeling really anxious, and they feel like, you know, there's a tsunami coming. They can see the tsunami coming. What do they do? Do they run towards it? Or do they back off?
And some have chosen to back off. Her hospital's had several nurses quit in recent weeks, including senior ones. And that's in the context of an already critical nationwide shortage. With ED staff regularly needing to isolate because they've become case contacts, the situation's been made worse.
On a daily basis, they are getting texts to say, can you work? Can someone pick up this shift? And that is three, four nurses short per shift, or two healthcare assistants. So it is becoming a very dire situation right now.
If they can't fill the shifts, it makes for a high-pressure day for those at work. She says the district health boards are doing their best, but she's frustrated by the lack of planning.
More nurses, more negative pressure rooms, more ICU beds, you know, but that is all going to take time because they have not been prepared for this. They haven't had the forethought of thinking of this for the future.
Her comments are backed by her union, the nurses' organisation, which says it's regularly hearing from stressed and worried nurses, and not just in Auckland. County's Manukau Health's Director of Hospital Services, Vanessa Thornton, says Middlemore Hospital ED actually only has a handful of nurse vacancies. When more COVID cases come, though, they'll rely on a surge plan, bringing staff from other parts of the hospital to the emergency department.
A plan is being put in place depending on the numbers, so there's quite a lot of work going on in all hospitals.
Auckland's other two DHBs declined to comment on staffing levels or how well their nurses are coping. Dr. Thornton says Middlemore's had 113 presentations of COVID-19, with a maximum of 8 in one day. She says their modelling's showing there are likely to be 20 cases a day coming through the emergency department by next month.
And it may go higher, and it may go lower. It all just depends on the other mitigations that are in place and people following rules, wearing masks, not meeting in big groups, getting vaccinated, obviously.
But for nurses on the front line, it's the threat of even more work that's making many despondent.
You know, it's so hard to be so positive when everything seems so gloomy. But as nurses, we say, yes, we can do this. We are going to try. But when we get home, we think back and we think, do I have to go in tomorrow? Do I have to face the same old issues that I've been facing in the past month, 2 months?
The government's announced there'll now be 300 places a month reserved for health workers in MIQ. The nurse says while that's great news, they were needed yesterday.